50 and Nifty, written by Beverly Green, directed by James Stevenson and Lauren Sturgis. Proudly brought to you by Bamalan Productions, bringing new talent to your ears.
Hello, take a seat, thank you.
Been looking forward to this, aren't
you? Oh, thank you.
Hello, Marjorie.
Hello, Jean.
Sorry.
Take a seat. Janet. Hello.
Got a different blouse on this.
Lovely blouse. Well done. Well done. Oh, hello.
Hello. I've got a top on and I hope it's okay.
Well, yes, that's quite fine. Ah.
Hello.
Hello.
First yes. time. Is this the 50 and Nifty Club?
It is. Please take a seat. Thank you. Very interesting.
Yes, it is. Yes,
sir. Hello, everybody, and welcome to 50 and Nifty, the support group for ladies and gentlemen, or shall we say 50 plus, or just on the cusp. I'm Marjorie Pardoe, and I'm your leader. For our newcomers, welcome. And for our not-so-regulars, welcome back. Jean. It's been a while. How are you getting on?
Well, actually, I met
him. Yes, thank you, Jean. Okay, for our newbies, let me explain what we do here. We simply help each other come to terms with the minefield that is your 50s. Age is not just a number, contrary to popular belief. And, well, if anybody's testament to that, it's you, isn't it, Janet Lovey? Would you like to introduce yourself? Thank you.
Hello, I'm Janet.
Hello, Janet.
And I'm over 50.
Can we be precise, please, Janet?
Yes, sorry. I'm 54.
Well done, Janet.
When I came to the group, I didn't understand what being in my 50s meant. But with the help of Marjorie and my friends here, I am making real progress.
But could you tell us about your time here? Because I think that's what's going to help our new friends.
When I came here 6 months ago, I was a mess. I can admit it now, but back then I never even had a pearl necklace. And yes, most of my clothes, I am ashamed to say, they were too young for me.
And what's our motto, Janet? Doreen?
Do up your top button. No one likes mutton.
Thank you, Doreen. Well done, Janet. You've come a long way. Now, you wouldn't believe it to look at her now. And I know she won't mind me saying this. But when you first came, you were pure mutton. Knees, cleavage, bingo wings, everything on show. It was quite heartbreaking, not to mention repulsive. And in the words of a wonderful woman, and in whom my opinion, the word woman was invented for, there are no ugly women in the world, just lazy ones. Coco Chanel, God rest her soul. Okay, back to Jean. It's been a while. What's been happening with you? The last we heard, you were seen in Didsbury, in a denim skirt, a pair of Ugg boots, and attending a speed dating event with all things.
Well, I won't lie to you. I met a man. I had my head turned. I'd been silly. I thought I could go it alone. How wrong was I? The Ugg boots? Well, they were just a panic buy. I just wanted to fit in, and they were all wearing them round college.
Yes, Jean, but you're the cleaner there. You're not a student. Look, trying to fit in with 18 to 25-year-olds will always end in disaster. I mean, we only need to look at Mary Porter's to see that. 58 and still sporting leopard print and a pixie cut. It screeches desperation. I've written to her on numerous occasions, but to no avail. You just can't help some people. So, Jean, the man, what happened there then?
We had a couple of dates. Everything was going fine. We even had matching Uggs. But he wanted to take it to the next level.
Oh, God, Jean, not line dancing.
Yes. Line dancing.
Let me get you a tissue. Here, please tell me you didn't go along with it.
I nearly did. But then I remembered what you said about dancing and I just ran.
Oh, God bless you, Jean. Can we give her a clap? Well, that's if she hasn't got it already. Now, let that be a lesson to us all. Dancing of any form is never an option in your 50s. And, well, if we need living proof of that, we only need to look at our very own Barry and Rona. Barry? Rona? Would you like to relive the nightmare that was Razzle Dazzle?
Hello. I'm Barry and I'm 56.
Hello. I'm Rona. I'm 55.
Rona!
Sorry. I'm 57.
Hello, Barry. I'm Rona.
Rona.
This time last year, Rona and I were lost. I was driving a Jeep Wrangler and Rona had a pink Vespa scooter. We were the laughing stock of Malpass. I knew we were out of our depth, but I couldn't help it. Before I knew it, I was buying cherry red chinos and a snapback.
It's okay.
It was getting out of hand, but I wouldn't listen. Colleagues, family, even our own kids tried to help, but we were too far gone. Rona was already wearing leggings on a daily basis.
I was.
But I think for me, and I think I speak for my wife as well, the tipping point was joining Razzle Dazzle, the local street dance club. At first it was fun, putting on cycling shorts and a crop top. But the deeper we got, the harder it was to see just how far we'd sunk. Can you take over, Rona? It's all still too raw for me.
Yes. As my husband said, we had sunk low. I'd even had my belly button pierced.
Ooh.
I know. I've only just been able to say that out loud.
Thanks, Rona. Huge steps. Well done. But we have only got 30 minutes, so could we get to the point?
Sorry. Yes. Okay. Well, we put ourselves forward for the Razzle Dazzle Mr. and Mrs. competition. We stupidly thought we stood a chance. I can see now we were deluded. We should never have gone on. I'd forgotten my tenor ladies and Barry had a dicky tummy.
Yeah.
Barry was turfing and locking and it was all going so well. But when we started crumping, it all went wrong. Barry turned a funny colour and I lost bladder control and Barry slipped. His bowels opened and three of the judges were physically sick. Oh, it was a complete nightmare.
It's all right. It's okay.
So brave. Barry, Rona. Now, you see how easy things can get out of control.
Yes,
it's uncomfortable to talk about, I know. But the fact of the matter is you will lose elasticity in your 50s. Pelvic floor? Forget it. It's pelvic door. Am I right, Rona?
Yes. I mean, Marjorie, you said you wouldn't say anything.
Okay. So while we've entered the realms of sensitivity, let's lay it bare on the table, shall we? Sex. Can you tell us how we feel about sex in our 50s, Doreen?
Sex is for the young and bold, not for the wrinkly and old.
That's right. Sex is neither wanted nor needed. It's noisy, messy and very, very unnecessary. Now, some of you may remember Maureen. She used to come to the group. Well, she's taken up with a much younger man. Well, it's all ended in a slip disc and a very nasty rash. I'm sure when she comes to her senses, she'll be back. Now, please don't get me wrong. I have a very well-thumbed copy of the Kama Sutra at home. But when I turned 50, I put it to bed. If you'll pardon the pun. Moving on. I see we have some new faces. So if you would like to introduce yourself, please do so. You're amongst friends.
Hello, my name is Sarah, and I'm 52.
Hello, Sarah.
Can I ask, is that your real name? And 52? Really? You are amongst friends?
Yes. Why?
Well, you don't look it.
Oh, thanks.
I would have said you're at least 55, but that's by the by. Can I ask, were you actually christened Zara?
Yes, why?
Well, a word of advice, Zara. You might want to change that.
What's my name?
Yes, your name, lovey. It's far too young for you. See me at the end and I'll give you a list of more appropriate names.
Well, I quite like my name. It's different and unusual.
Well, I'm sure you're very fond of it, but it's simply not appropriate. Zara, it screeches, oh, look at me, I'm still young. And you're clearly not. I know that's harsh, but it's true. Now, I look at you and I can see you're in need of help, and changing your name is the first step. So, I think for the time being we'll call you Alice. That's much more fitting. And talking of fitting, that blouse doesn't. That's something else you might want to change, love.
I only bought it last week and I thought it was nice.
Well, it is, Alice. It's very beautiful. It's a beautiful colour. It doesn't suit you, of course, but it is very beautiful. And jeans are a definite no-no. Skinny, bootcut, any. Bin the lot. Turn around for me, Alice. That's it. Turn around. Right round. Oh, saggy. Dear me. A backside is for sitting on, not tripping on. Now, a lovely pleated skirt from Bon Marché would cover that up a treat.
I am not staying here to be insulted by you. You're a very rude woman.
Alice, could I just ask you one more question before you go? Do your fingernails hurt you?
No, why?
Well, I just wondered with you clinging so tightly onto your youth.
You are a nasty piece of work.
Oh, bless her. There's nothing more distressing than seeing an over 50s in denial. That and a boob tube. Rona. She'll be back. Right, who else would like to share? Doreen, maybe? Well, you are one of my success stories. Would you like to share?
Hello, I'm Doreen and I'm 49.
Hello, Doreen.
In 6 months, I'll be 50 and I can't wait. I started to dread the thought of my 50s the week after my 41st birthday. It played on my mind almost daily and I knew I had to do something. I knew I had to take control. And with the help of Marjorie, who's been my rock, I've been able to do just that. I know what you're thinking. 41's too young to be worrying about being 50, but it's really not. It's the best thing I did. I now feel so prepared for the big event. In fact, I'm honestly looking forward to it. And
thank you, Doreen. Yes, yes, such an inspiration to us all. Okay, now you look interesting. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Me?
Yes, you, please.
Oh, okay. Hello, I'm Edward and I'm 51.
Hello, Edward.
Hello, Edward.
Tell us about yourself, Edward.
Well, I am an entertainer, singer, performer, you know. Have been most of my adult life.
You poor thing. Tell us more.
I've worked up and down the country and even in Europe. I've always had a strong following, mainly ladies. Well, until last year, that is. They used to turn up in droves to watch my act. One swing of my hips and I'd turn all the ladies' legs to jelly.
One can imagine the only thing you're turning these days, Edward, are stomachs.
I'm not sure what's happened. This time last year, I had women throwing their underwear at me when I was on stage. Now, no one bats an eyelid. I'm just so sad.
Yes, Edward, you do look quite sad. Can you tell me, do you always wear this much leather?
Yes, I do.
Barry, you had a brief spell in leather. Can you tell us how we feel about leather in our 50s?
Leather pants don't rock. You just look like a...
Thank you, Barry. That's not what I meant. And sorry, Edward. Okay, Edward, I'm going to ask you some simple questions and I'd like you to simply answer yes or no.
Well, okay.
Okay. Do you own a motorcycle?
No.
Are you Italian, French or gay?
No.
Are you a member of Queen or Alice Cooper?
No.
And I take it you didn't arrive here in a time machine.
No, a Skoda.
Then it's safe to say leather's not for you then, Edward.
Oh, possibly yes.
I think definitely yes. Look, I'm going to get tough with you now, Edward. You're 61. Sorry, 51. You're wearing leather trousers. I can see your navel. And really, what is that on your head? Is it an animal?
Oh, this is my hair.
Hair it may be, Edward, but yours is most certainly not. It's just ridiculous. Take it off.
Oh, what?
Now, Edward, do you want my help?
Possibly, yes.
Well, then listen to me and take it off.
Oh.
That's it.
Oh.
There we are. Let the wind blow free where your hair used to be.
Oh.
Edward, you're not going to thank me for that. Maybe not today, and maybe not tomorrow. But you will look back at this as a turning point in your life, and you will thank me.
Oh.
Can we give Edward a round of applause? Go and sit down for me, please. Thank you, Edward. Right, now this goes for all of you. You need to remember that now you're in your 50s, you are no longer attractive to the opposite sex. Well, to anybody for that matter. You need to remember that you no longer have it. And looking at you, some of you probably never have. Actually, I look at you all now and it puts me in mind of one of those places. What's it called? Where you collect the coupons out of the gutter press and you get a holiday for £9.50. What is it called?
Bullens.
Yes, that's it. Well, one can only imagine. I've never been. Right, okay. After today's antics, it's clear that some of you are struggling with your 50s. So, I've compiled a leaflet for you to peruse. I think you'll find it inclusive and informative. It covers the A to Z of being in your 50s, from Alzheimer's to Zimmer frames, in one easy read. So, I think we'll break for coffee there. Decaf! The less stimulation, the better. Now, please feel free to mingle, but Edward, we don't allow touching because you do look like a bit of a lunger, if you don't mind me saying. Okay, we'll reconvene in, say, 10.
Thank God you're here.
Lord Maureen, no. What have you done? Where have you been?
Into a festival.
Oh, God, which one?
Glastonbury.
Oh, sweet angel of death, take me now. Just give me 5 minutes, ladies and gentlemen, to sort this out. Come with me. Sandra Smelling Salts. Sandra Smelling Salts!
50 and Nifty. Written by Beverly Green. Directed by James Stevenson and Lauren Sturgis. Starring Beverly Green as Marjorie. Wendy Patterson as Janet. Pat Brocklehurst as Jean. Paul Wilson as Barry. Fiona Egan as Rona, Teresa Powell as Zara, Michelle Parker as Doreen, Andrew C. Husband as Edward, and Bridget Hemingway as Maureen.